Welcome to the audio introduction for 19 Gardens. 19 Gardens is written by Magdalena Majeshneska and directed by Alice Hamilton. Performances run until the 9th of December, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 020-7722-9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of 19 Gardens features Olivia Anderson as Aga and David Strazaka as John. Nearly 2 years after the end of their affair, John and Aga meet once more. Each has filled the void left by the other. He has withdrawn into his world of wealth and privilege. She has found herself working as a chambermaid to support her family. Both recognize that the spark between them is still there. Will they rekindle what they had, or is an altogether darker game about to be played out? After entering through the studio door, the seating bank flanks you on your left, raked from high as you enter to the ground floor in the front row. The distance to the front of the seating is 7 meters. The front row is 4.9 meters long, and there are stairs at the end taking you up to the other rows. The stairs are 15 centimeters high and 63 centimeters in length. The stage is directly in front of the seating bank, surrounded by a 40 centimeter thick white frame, 5.2 meters in length and 3 meters in height. The set is a three-walled, entirely white room with a false perspective. The height of the left and right walls decrease the further back they go. The left-hand wall has a large window set back into it, 2.4 meters in length, which also grows smaller the further back it gets, starting at 2 meters high near the front of the stage and shrinking to 1.5 meters at the back. The frame itself is 53 centimeters deep, enough to sit in, which the character Aga does at points during the performance. On the other side of the stage, there are two white chairs placed next to each other against the wall. One has a white takeaway coffee cup set in a holder on its left-hand side. Slightly further upstage and above them is a white coat hook. The rest of the stage is starkly bare. The back wall has a white screen on it, but the stage stops short of it, leaving a space where the characters descend offstage or appear from. During the play, when there is a scene change, the white frame surrounding the stage pulses with a blue or pink light that goes all the way around it.
My name is Olivia Anderson and I play Aga in 19 Gardens. Aga is a Eastern European woman. She works as a cleaner. She has made a lot of effort and put a lot of thought into how she looks for this meeting with John. But she doesn't have a lot of money. She doesn't have the means to buy expensive clothes or get her hair done nicely. So she is wearing her hair in a ponytail. And our writer Magda has specified that this is to hide the fact that her hair probably isn't very nice, that it's probably not very well kept. And she is wearing a pair of brown boots, a pair of tight black trousers, a white turtleneck, and a long red cardigan. All of her clothes are, although carefully chosen, very synthetic and not very nice material because everything has been bought cheaply. But she has made a lot of effort to look good at this meeting with John. She's wearing little gold colored mini hoops and a necklace. She, like me, is 5'3", blonde, and has white skin. Her accent is Eastern European. And a line from the play could be, "I suppose you didn't expect me to look anything at all."
John is mid-40s. He is white, he is British, very British background. He's come through private education system and is now a management consultant. He has had a very privileged upbringing, and his family background is one of great privilege. So there's a lot of wealth there, both inherited wealth, family wealth, and wealth that he's made himself from work, but also that he's married into. And the reason all this is significant is because class is a big theme in the play, and the power that can go with class. So all of that means that he presents himself as very self-assured, quite his movements are sort of quite casual and confident. John wears sort of beige sand-coloured chinos and sand-coloured desert boots and a long-sleeve blue sort of roll neck. And at times he wears a sort of woolen overcoat and a scarf and a watch, a leather strap with a gold face. So yes, basically the clothes that I wear as John reflect his wealth. And I don't do a great deal to alter my appearance as an actor to play John, obviously beyond the clothes. So as David, I am just under 6 foot. White skin. I've got short, dark brown hair and a short beard. I think that is about it. Yeah.